Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
The motion to end the eviction ban generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner and Irish Times. The Examiner takes the line that the government's efforts to secure the backing of independents are set to go down to the wire tonight ahead of the vote and the even more crucial no-confidence vote next week. While the Times suggests that although the coalition is confident it will win tonight's Dáil vote by a margin of up to 6 votes, that margin is lower than the more comfortable ones it had when it won other confidence votes last year. A counter-motion pledge proposed by the government in response to demands made by the regional independent group in recent days receives coverage on the front of the Irish Independent. The pledge provides for Fair Deal nursing home residents who at present are only entitled to keep 60% of the income generated from renting out their former home to keep all of that income in future. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail quotes comments made by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar yesterday, in which he expressed the opinion that transgender prisoners convicted of violent crimes should not be housed in female prisons and that it may be necessary to change the law to make sure that women are protected. The Irish Daily Star leads with details of the trial of Richard Burke, who's pleaded not guilty of the murder, but guilty of the manslaughter of Jasmine McMonagall at her home in Donegal in January 2019. An interview which pop star Ed Sheeran did with Rolling Stone magazine provides the Irish Sun with its lead story today. In the interview, the 32-year-old admits that he used to use drugs twice a day, but that the death of a close friend in February after he had taken cocaine has prompted him to vow never to do drugs again. The Belfast Telegraph leads with that fire at a house in Portadown in County Armagh yesterday afternoon, which resulted in the death of a 37-year-old woman and a 12-year-old girl being admitted to Craigavon Area Hospital. Just under 46% of unionists would accept the terms of the Windsor framework, with just under 16% against it. That's according to the Irish News, which bases its lead story on a poll conducted in conjunction with the Institute of Irish Studies at the University of Liverpool. Back on the front of today's Times, there's a nice picture there of this year's Cheltenham Gold Cup winner, Galopin Deschamps, being walked through the village of Leylandbridge, County Carlow, yesterday, along with his owner, Audrey Turley, and trainer Willie Mullins. And finally, another village features in the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror. The paper dubs Duleek in County Meath as one of the luckiest villages in Ireland, as it's currently celebrating its second major jackpot win in less than 6 months. Last October, an outlet in the village sold a ticket which won the lotto jackpot of just under €9 million. Reporting that the National Lottery announced yesterday that the winning ticket for Saturday's jackpot of just under €4 million was bought at Bowes Euris Bar in the village. Nicola Donnelly writes that Lotto Lightning has struck Duleek once again.